When we, amen, praise God, look at, amen, praise God, the writer here, amen, in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 64, Isaiah, as he is moved by, amen, the Spirit of God, reflects, amen, praise God, on the condition of, amen, praise God, himself, and amen, praise God, and the people. If we look back at that 64th, amen, praise God, chapter of Isaiah and verse number 8, we hear, amen, Isaiah acknowledging that God is our Father. Amen, praise God. But not only does he acknowledge God as Father, amen, praise God, he sets up a truism, amen, that sometimes we, amen, pass over, but still is worthy of us to acknowledge and to recognize, amen, who we are. God is our Father, can you say amen? Amen. And amen, praise God. And he, that is Isaiah writes, amen, that we are the clay. Yes. Amen, praise God. And so then he is the Father, amen, of the clay. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, God is the Father. Amen. And we are the clay. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so so oftentimes, praise God, that when we think about the creation of humanity and what God did when he made man, can you say amen? Amen. Because the Bible declares to us clearly that God made man from the dust of the earth. And we just have the mind sometimes of just thinking of the dust of all by itself. Amen. But I want you to realize, praise God, that while God can, amen, praise God, certainly do anything, amen, praise God, and you realize that you can't shape and mold dust. Can you say amen? It's fine particles, amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes gray, sometimes dark, sometimes light, but dust can't be shaped or molded. Can we say amen? But, amen, praise God, when we get the Genesis account of, amen, our beginnings, hallelujah, we find out, praise God, that God, amen, as he made man on the sixth day, the writer Moses lets us know, praise God, that there was a mist that came up upon the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And so, tell your neighbor, the dust was wet. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. And when we get the idea of being shaped and molded, praise God, we are to understand, praise God, that God wasn't just handling dust without, amen, moisture, but he was handling wet dust, or if you want to please, you can call it mud. Amen. The Bible refers to our bodies as clay. Can we say amen? Amen? And so, praise God, amen, praise God, God was able, praise God, to shape and to mold that clay into the image that he desired. And amen, praise God, and as he had finished the image, amen, praise God, hallelujah, he breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and that clay, praise God, became a living soul. Can you say amen? And while our creator is a great creator, amen, praise God, you know how we acknowledge greatness in humanity. Some are great painters, praise God. Some are great architects. Some are great, amen, sculptors. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. There are so many areas, praise God, that we acknowledge, amen, greatness in, hallelujah, humanity. In humanity, greatness is usually limited to one area. You may be a great painter, but you are not a great sculptor. Can you say amen? Or you may be a great sculptor, praise God, but you are not a writer. Amen, praise God. Whatever, amen, praise God, the particular particular area, amen, praise God, that the individual works in, is it acknowledged as great in, amen, praise God, he works in that area. Can you say amen? And so the sculptor sculpts, the painter paints, the writer writes. Can you say amen? Because that's the area where, amen, he's great in. Amen. But our God is not like men. You ought to praise him. You ought to give him the glory. Tell your neighbor, our God ain't like men. Amen. Everything he does is great. Everywhere he works, amen, his handiwork is acknowledged as great. If God put his hand to it, you better believe that it's going to be great. Can you say amen? He's the one that made the heavens. Amen. They are great. You ought to praise in him. Moon and stars. Can you say amen? They are great. Amen. Every mountain, every valley, all of the flowers of the field, all of the beasts, amen, praise God, of the land, the fish in the sea, everything made by God, it was great. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, praise God. As God brought all of these things into existence, amen, praise God, he never moved his hand. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, he never moved his hand. Hallelujah, he only moved his lips. And he said, let there be light. There was light. Can you say amen? He praised God, said, let the waters be separated. Hallelujah, praise God. And the waters were separated. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, praise God. He told the waters and the air to bring forth in abundance. And they brought forth. He said, let the earth bring forth the green grass and the herb and the tree. Amen. Praise God, yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed was in itself, and it was a soul. Can you say amen? God ain't moved his hand yet. Hallelujah, because there's authority and power in his word. Tell your neighbor, when God speaks, things move. You better praise him. In his word. Can you say amen? So he spoke on day one, and we hear him speaking on day two. Hallelujah, all the way up. Hallelujah, praise God. He spoke the heavens, and amen, the body, amen, all that he had created, all the way up to day number six. Can you say amen? And amen, after he had spoken, hallelujah, everything into existence. God say, hallelujah, that ain't all I can do. Amen. Not only can I speak, hallelujah, but I can work with my hands. Y'all better praise him. Amen. How many know that God's hand, hallelujah, has power? Lord, and so our God on day number six, hallelujah, decided to make a man. And amen, praise God. Now God, hallelujah, moves his hands out. And he shaped man out of the dust of the earth. Can you say amen? The psalmist reflects. I ain't going to be that long because I got to let these fathers go. Can you say amen? But the psalmist reflects. Amen, praise God, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Just to look at what God is able to do is to stand in awe of him. Because can't nobody do what our God can do. And y'all better praise him. Yeah, hallelujah. And all the complexities of our body. Amen, God. Amen, did it from the very beginning. All of those brain, amen, lesions, I mean cells, and all of everything in our body, the blood and all, was just waiting for a spark to come from God. Wasn't nothing moving, but everything was in place.
until God got ready. And when God got ready, he breathed. And when God breathed, man woke up. Can you say amen? And what did he see when he woke up? It was God.
That's another message.
Hallelujah. When your eyes open up, when you wake up, can you say amen?
Yes.
Jeremiah kept on looking. Can you say amen? Amen. The vessel is messed up. What you gonna do now, Potter? Can you say amen? But Jeremiah saw the potter take that same lump of clay and make it open. Of Israel, what this potter has done. Can you say amen with this vessel? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God know how to make you like he wants you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, leave God alone. Let him work. Leave God alone. You say amen. Amen. When you're looking at folk like you're supposed to be finished, but tell your neighbor, I'm finished. Can you say amen? God's still working in my life. Can you say amen? Can you say, I ain't finished? He's still working on me. I ain't done yet. I'm still on the wheel. He got some more stuff to work out of my life. He got some more stuff. You say amen. Amen. You say thank God to you. Praise God. The wheel kept turning. Can you say amen? And the bottom kept working until he made it after what he wanted it to be. Tell your neighbor, amen, God is the potter. We are the clay. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God is the potter. We are the clay. Can you say amen? Amen. He works in us. He works on us. Can you say amen? To get us where he wants us to be. He wants us to be vessels of honor. Can you say amen? Can you say amen to Jesus? He begins with your heart. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
The dirt got to be wet to be
shaken. Yeah. That's right,
man. You can't,
that's
you can't shake no dust.
Right.
Can you say amen? No. Yeah, the dirt got to be wet to be shaken.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? Yeah. So you got to come and let God saturate you with the word of the Lord. You got to let God warm you. You got to let God pour out on you. Can you say amen? Till you become pliable. You be saying, yes, Lord, I will, and I can. Amen. Praise God. And what caused it to be mired? spots.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Hey, now I got to get rid of the hard spots. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. See, some things you can't soften up. You got to toss it out. Can you say thank you? Hey, there's some hard spots. Can you say amen? There's some hard spots in your life. Can you say amen? And then God got you on the wheel. Hard spot will pop up. Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. And amen. Praise God. God said, all right, let me get rid of that hard spot. Amen. Praise God. Where? The place where you don't want to do what God asks you to do. Can you say amen? And we think, hallelujah, God got to bless us before we get a praise up to Him. Amen. Praise God. When we realize the truth of the matter, just because He's God, He's worthy of the praise. You ought to praise Him today. Just because He's God, He's worthy of the praise. Why? Because two things the Bible let us know. One, God is good. Can you say amen? Two, God is love. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, when goodness, amen, praise God, and love come together. Y'all better praise Him. Can you say amen? God can work in your life. Amen. To turn in and think around. Amen. For His glory and for His praise. So we take out that stony heart.
Yes, that's right, Aaron.
Thank you, Jesus. That I ain't gonna. And I don't want to. Can you say amen?
Yes,
amen. You take out I can't go now. And I don't want to take that out. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God to give us another heart. A heart of flesh. That recognize, praise God, that our God is God. And He loves us the way He loves us. Not because somebody made Him do it. But because that's who He is. Amen. He loved us when we were unlovable. He loved us. Can you say amen? When we were mean and nasty and low down. He loved us. Can you say amen? When we didn't know how to act. When we didn't know how to talk. He loved us still.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says pre-adventure for a good man. Can you say amen? Perhaps for a good man, somebody would be willing to die. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. If the man been good, amen, maybe I'll lay down my life for him. Can you say amen? That ain't guaranteed, but pre-adventure. Can you say amen? But God has demonstrated His love toward us that while we were yet sinners. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you wasn't no good man. You wasn't no good woman. Can you say amen? You wasn't good at all. Can you say amen? I know you thought you was all right. I know you thought you was all that. But you wasn't good at all. God died for you. To let you know, don't nobody love you.
I love
you. Tell your neighbor, don't nobody love me. Like God loved me. Nobody loves me. Like God.
That's right.
So Paul writes to the church in Rome. Can you say amen? We can't talk back to God. He's the creator.
Watch out. Watch
out. Say thank you, Jesus. Why you make me like this, Lord? Can you behave? Can you say amen? Can't talk back to God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? See, amen, praise God. You reaching a conclusion before we got to the conclusion. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Somebody asked the question today. Amen. To fall away, do that mean that you got to stay away? The answer was no. Can you say amen? So stop trying to get in front of God. Amen. Like it's all over when it ain't even over. Can you say amen? And realize that He's still working. Can you say amen? Amen. Now God made it clear to Jeremiah, I can do to a whole nation. Can you say amen? Whatever time I decide, whatever time I make up my mind to lift up or to cast down, I'm God. I can do it to a whole nation.
You think your little problem, amen, pray God, is bigger than national problem. Can you say amen? Amen, pray God. My problem is like a Department of Defense problem. My problem is like a Secretary of the Treasury problem. But no, it ain't. Can you say amen? Amen, pray God. But even if it was, God made it clear. That ain't no problem to me. Can you say amen? I don't care how big your problem is. Can you say amen?
That's right.
So God wants us to recognize, amen, praise God, that wherever we are,
yes, Lord,
if we just would stay in the hand of the Father,
hallelujah,
if we would just stay on the wheel, if we would just allow God to finish what He begins. Can you say amen? We acknowledge He's the author and the finisher of our faith. But we don't want to let Him finish. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, Lord, I need to let You finish. Can you, I need to let You finish. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. The vessel, amen, praise God. Amen, that God made. Hallelujah, He can make one to honor. Can you say
amen?
It doesn't matter how much dishonor has been in your life. God can bring out a vessel of honor fit for His glory, fit for His praise. All we need to do is be pliable. You gotta be pliable. You can't be hard with God.
You can't be
hard. Amen. Praise God. You can't come to God with a street mentality.
That's right.
That I'm bad.
That's right.
Because you ain't bad.
That's
you
right.
Say,
amen.
Amen. Praise God. You can't be acting like you ain't afraid of nothing. You better fear God. And just say, thank you, Jesus. You can't come like, amen, praise God, that can't nobody bother you. Amen, cause your crew, can you say amen? But God will do you and your crew. Can you say amen? Amen, and you be sitting there looking simple. Amen, what happened? Can you say amen? It was God, that's what happened. So God calls us to Him. And in a time like this, amen, praise God, there's many more vessels that God desires to make to honor.
Amen.
He wants to change your heart.
Hallelujah.
He wants to change your mind.
Yes.
He wants to turn you around.
Yes.
And His way of doing that is bringing you to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
For repentance and for baptism in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And letting God fill you with the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor, that gets you on the wheel. Get you on the wheel. Amen. No, you ain't done
right
when you got the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You ain't done when you spoken other wheel tongues. Can you say amen? You ain't done when God just saved you. You got to live till He come and get you. Tell your neighbor, you ain't done when He saved you. You got to live till He comes and get you. Then Paul said is Christ to die is gain. Can we say amen? Amen. Praise God. Our life are to be given unto the Lord. You don't have real life until you have, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. All kind of stuff, amen, praise God, can come into, amen, our life. But thank God, the Master Christ is still working in clay. Thank God, He's still working. He will work in your heart. He will work in your mind. Amen. He will draw you with tender mercies and loving kindness.
That's what He does.
He will open the eyes of your understanding that you'll be able to see that it is God that loves me. It's God that cares about me. It's God that means well in my life.
Yes. That's right.
And when I come to Him, the thing that He asked of me, amen, will only benefit me.
Only.
Can you say amen? Whatever God asked of you,
yes, Lord,
will only benefit you. It will do you good.
Yes.
Thank God.
Wonderful Savior.
He's still working in
God. So glad.